Maine attorney Daniel Lilly died Saturday at a Maine hospital. Lilly's colleagues describe him as a passionate defense attorney who was fearless in the courtroom. Peers remember the 79-year-old Aroostook County native as a brilliant trial lawyer who never forgot the value of the common touch. A.J. Higgins has more.
In his 50-year legal career, Dan Lilly rose to the upper echelon of criminal trial attorneys in Maine, handling high-profile cases that included the 2013 defense of Mark Strong Sr. Strong was a Thomaston insurance broker and alleged business partner of a Kennebunk prostitute who was running a brothel out of a Zumba dance studio. Augusta attorney Walt McKee said that while Lilly had a common touch with his clients, the gloves came off in the courtroom.
He was somebody that was feared by everyone on the other side, because Dan was always somebody who was all in all the way, and he was not one to surrender at all. A tremendous advocate and a great loss.
In 1990, Lilly used a battered spouse defense to win an acquittal for Jackie Bevins of Ogunquit, who was charged with murder after allegedly shooting her husband 15 times. 8 years later, he defended Sia Schrey, who was charged with killing 18-year-old Robert Joyelle in Portland. Lilly was able to develop evidence in the case, and the charges against Schrey were dropped, as the lawyer recalled in a Maine Public Radio interview.
There are a multitude of witnesses that show that my client was where he was and what he was doing at the time of the death of this young man, and he wasn't anywhere near him to cause any of his problems. And the second group of evidence shows that my client, that there are other people who saw what happened and saw the perpetrator, and it wasn't my client.
Portland attorney Stephen Schwartz said the idea that everyone deserves a chance, no matter what the charge, was a belief that Lilly carried with him throughout his career. But it was Lilly's ability to connect with a jury that left a lasting impression on Schwartz and other lawyers.
He was extremely comfortable in front of a jury. Anybody who would watch him would actually, any lawyer that would watch him would actually learn from him and learn, you know, of course he had a really special charisma with the jury.
Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.